smoke from wildfires continues to plague the West, blotting out mountains and city skylines from Colorado to Oregon. The smoke is also delaying flights and forcing authorities to tell even healthy adults in Seattle to stay indoors. This is the second summer in a row that the air in parts of the West has been labeled as unhealthy. Experts warn that it could become more common as the region faces larger and more destructive wildfires because of heat and drought brought on by climate change. One of the hot spots is California's Central Valley. Alex Hall from member station KQED is there.
Well, I come down every morning and usually try to get down here before 7 o'clock and water it, because by 7 o'clock it's already so smoky I can't breathe down here.
Murky rays of light shine through the branches of trees that surround Donna Fisher's garden in the Sierra Nevada foothills. A lot of the trees are dead from years of drought and bark beetle infestation. The grass is yellow and dry.
And my nose wants to run and my eyes water, and the smoke and everything is just so bad.
Just beyond the trees, she can barely make out the hazy silhouette of a mountain range. Fisher, a retired nurse, moved to this spot not far from Yosemite National Park with her husband 20 years ago. Back then, she says, during fire season, the smoke wasn't so bad. Nowadays, there's so much of it, they have to limit their time outdoors. And she keeps a nebulizer in the house just in case.
You can usually see both ranges and you can see the trees and everything. But today we can't. We can kind of make out where it is, but you really can't see it.
This smoke is from the Ferguson fire that burned for over a month on the western edges of Yosemite. But the smoke doesn't stay here. Eventually, it drifts downhill into the Central Valley, the state's farming epicenter that 6.5 million residents call home.
The fire really made a difference this year. You know, all those fires, one above the other, now there's like 100,000 acres fire burning up.
Dr. Praveen Budiga is an allergist in Fresno, California, who says his clinic has gotten busier since a deadly fire broke out 300 miles north of here.
Ever since the car fire, we've been seeing a sudden uptick, and I've seen more and more kids this year.
Dr. Budiga is most concerned about fine particulate matter, or PM2.5, tiny particles in smoke that can get into your lungs and your bloodstream. That can cause respiratory distress and even heart attacks. Older adults and children are the most vulnerable.
We have the biggest challenge that any air district has in the nation.
John Klassen is a program manager at the San Joaquin Valley Air Pollution Control District in Fresno. He says geography is the main culprit in the valley's air quality troubles.
So we're kind of like a bowl with a lid over the top.
Nestled between the Sierra and coastal mountain ranges, the valley is a catch basin for smoke and smog. Air pressure keeps pollution close to the ground, including smoke from wildfires.
It's not that we produce a lot of pollution here in the valley locally. Actually, the amount of pollution that we produce is a lot less in other regions of California or the United States. We're pretty clean. But because it's got nowhere to go, it just continues to build up over time and concentrate.
Air pollution is an issue in the Central Valley because of agriculture, constant traffic on the interstate highways that snake up and down the state, and pollution blown in from coastal cities. In recent decades, the Air District has made progress keeping emissions down, including over 80% reduction in NOx emissions, which come from gas and diesel engines, as well as industrial sources. But new data show forest fires are undermining those gains. The independent research group Climate Central found an overall decrease in the number of days per year when PM2.5 levels exceed federal standards in the Central Valley. But the proportion of those days occurring during the wildfire season is trending upward. In central Fresno, stadium lights illuminate the haze above a high school football practice that was rescheduled for 7:30 at night to avoid the heat and smoke.
When I was a kid, you never had this type of smoke, but you never had as big of fires.
Stephanie Evans is a parent watching her two sons, number 77 and 9, from the bleachers.
So everybody else in my family left the valley. They're like, can't deal with the air.
Evans says she worries about her kids' health. But what makes her stay in Fresno is the cost of living and the schools. At this point, she says she's gotten used to the air.
It has its good points. You just have to, when the rest of the state catches fire, it's time to wear a mask.
And with climate change becoming a major factor in the size and intensity of fires, Central Valley residents will need to find ways to cope with increasing waves of smoke. For Here and Now, I'm Alex Hall in Fresno.